First of all, let's talk about some of the highlights that you're expecting during this year's Riverfest.
Well, this year's theme for the 46th Riverfest is River Madness. So we've got some folks that are particularly excited about the 29 river events. And it looks like we might have a river and a current that cooperate with us. So for 9 days a year, we actually get to be out on our river downtown. Paddle boats, canoes, kayaks, see a professional jet ski race, take a river tour with the Wagon Masters, and all of those activities are free with your button. So that's one piece that folks are really excited about. The other piece is we've got amazing performances, and some of those are national headliners that folks are anxiously awaiting getting to see, from the Flaming Lips and Common to Mavis Staples and OK Go, along with Low Cash and other artists, our wonderful Gospel Fest headliner, Jonathan Nelson. But we're also excited about the local performances. I mean, this is a chance for just the price of a Riverfest button to get to see the very best of what we have, and that's the Wichita Symphony Orchestra, a Music Theater Wichita, and other music theater and performing groups around town. So I think we've got folks excited about different things.
And are there some new events this year?
We're excited about 19 new events. We have 120 total events. So lots of traditions, from fireworks and concerts to the parade. But new things, we've upped our number of events that emphasize science, technology, engineering, art, and math, and so educational opportunities for kids. We've got some tech-oriented events, some cool, like a new comic book convention, a Craftapalooza marketplace, some entrepreneurial-focused events, which are new this year. So we're really trying to make sure that everyone can see something for them in our festival.
And Maribeth, talk to me about the food issue. Are there some things that people can and cannot bring in? Is that new this year?
With regard to food and drink, our broad policy is that no outside food and drink is allowed. Bottom line is, we can't vouch for the content or origin of containers or items that you bring into the gates. And we need to make sure that everything on site is safe, including beverages and, you know, non-alcoholic and alcoholic. But we make exceptions to that policy. One is that if you've got baby food or bottles or foods or medicines you need to bring in for special needs, those will be allowed. You just have to have them checked. And then we also will allow in sealed water bottles. So a full, still sealed from when you purchased it, water bottle you can bring on in. And that way we want to try to strike a balance between keeping everyone safe and secure and also making sure that we're as accessible and friendly as possible to attendees.
Now, how many people do you expect this year? I was trying to, is it 400,000 last year, or just trying to get an idea?
Yeah, so we had about 103,000 people last year purchase buttons, but those buttons are reusable and transferable, so we actually get 4 or 5 uses out of each button, and so we had 455,000 total attendees last year. And what's interesting is that just that button sales number, just over 100,000, puts Riverfest among the top 40 largest outdoor events in the world. So that's something we in Wichita can be very proud of. I mean, we do this on a world scale.
Maribeth, can you talk to me about safety issues? What's happening in terms of law enforcement, what you are doing to make sure that Riverfest is safe?
Yeah, keeping our festival goers safe and sound is really a tremendous partnership. And it's a partnership with law enforcement officials and our security forces. We cooperate with Wichita Police Department, Sheriff's Department, private law enforcement, our security forces. But frankly, it's also a partnership with our attendees. And the great news is that we've seen that courtesy for others that has resulted in, well, last year we had the safest and fewest security incidents of any festival in history. And we're just so proud of our attendees, both citizens and visitors, and how everyone has turned on the spirit of hospitality that is what this festival should be all about.
And tell us about what will be happening at the Sundown Parade.
Excellent. So it's a great tradition. In fact, the only evening parade in any community in the country, which is cool. So the Safe Light Autoglass Sundown Parade starts at 6:30 Friday evening. The route along Main Street, then Douglas, and then Waco will be filled with folks. Last year we had 40,000 folks attend the parade. We have 100 floats, and we've really amped up the the creativity this year, and I'll tell you, the folks are responding to our River Madness theme with some great entries, floats, bands, singing. Our law enforcement and military personnel are represented. So it's going to be just a great celebratory start of the festival.
So what is it that we don't know? Is there some things that we need to be made aware of that we need to know before heading out to the festival this year?
Well, I think information is key, right? We're all addicted to the feed of information and news we get all the time, and Riverfest is no exception to that. So we encourage folks to check out our website. When you buy your button, you'll get a guide that has all the information. But we also this year, thanks to Westar Energy and Clutch Studios, we've got a brand new app, which you can download on either the iPhones or on the Google Play Store for Androids. It's got all the schedules, all the concert information. We've got a cool game, so you can search for clues and get points and win prizes. But it'll also be the place to get real-time information. So if we have any weather changes, if we've got any last-minute additions to our performance schedules, you'll be able to get that right on the app.
Anything else, Mary Beth, that you'd like to add?
Well, we're just so excited. Our 7,000 volunteers, I mean, this is their gift to the community, right? This is their welcoming hospitality to enjoy a festival of this scale and this quality for a crazy affordable price. So I just want to join our volunteers in welcoming everyone to come out and enjoy everyone's backyard, downtown Wichita, and a chance to be together as neighbors and friends for 9 days.